Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Turn with me, if you would, to Acts 10, verse 19 in the NIV. It said, while Peter was still thinking about the vision, well, the vision he was thinking about was where all the food came down and the Lord told him he could eat anything, and nothing was unclean. He could eat anything that, you know, he clean was clean. So you all know that, right? Okay. And read that next part with me. And the Spirit said to him, verse 19, it says, and the Spirit said to him, say that with me. And the Spirit said to him. Now let's say that one more time. And the
Spirit said to him.
Now is that important?
Yes.
Is that those three words that seem to be like this, they look just like the rest of the verse. Are those words important in that part?
Yes.
Why would they be important? Somebody already said it, but that is the only thing that can give you faith.
Amen.
Because the Spirit told him. Read the rest of it. The Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you. Get up and go downstairs and don't hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them. And Peter went down and said to the men, I am the one you are looking for. Why have you come? Now back to the stories I was telling you about Brother Hagin and us. Brother Hagin used to say this all the time. And it all kind of goes together. And people have twisted this so many which ways to Sunday. And it used to frustrate Brother Hagin so bad. He'd say, why do they twist that? Why don't they hear what I'm saying? He'd walk back to the room and he'd say it. I didn't say that, he'd say. That's not what I said. I go, and if you want to write it down so you get it right in the future, as much by what the Lord doesn't say as by what He does say. I go as much by what the Lord doesn't say as by what He does say. Now let me explain that to you and you'll understand it. The people that came to him and said they wanted to underwrite Rhema. The people that came to us and said they wanted to underwrite our church. We prayed. He prayed. Sounded great. Do you know when you're broke, he was broke. We were broke. We didn't have the money to start a church. He didn't have the money to start a school or a ministry. That sounds really, really, really enticing. But I go as much by what the Lord does not say. Say that with me. Does not say. Does not say. As by what he does say. In other words, he did not tell Brother Hagin to receive that money from those people. You got it?
Yes.
He did not tell us to receive that money from those people. So as far as we were concerned, it was not an issue. There was never a controversy in our minds. There was never a controversy in our hearts. We were never torn back and forth. I know people pulled on us and tugged on us. We'd have people. I had a lady come to me after the service one day. I spoke. And she said, what is wrong with you? Don't you know that people want to just give you the money to pay off your church? Are you just crazy? I mean, I had just spoke. I said, they're not our source. what you have to understand is if God did not tell you to take that money from them, then you are opening yourself up for what? All kind of problems. All kind of heartache. All kind of issues. And that's what happened here. The Spirit said to him, go. And that's the only time that you know that you should do something. It can't be that just because you want that money, you go get that loan.
Amen.
Amen.
Y'all are quiet. Okay, say this with me. It can't just be just because you want that money, you go get that loan.
It can't just be because you want that money, you want that loan.
Or that new car.
Or that new
house. Or that new house. I remember on a house. I wanted this house. I'm telling you, I wanted it. As much as I wanted anything. It was in the part of town I wanted. It would make me be able to go like this. And I was making enough money to pay for it. Wasn't my issue. We went in. We drove from Tulsa back to Mississippi, which was like an 8.5 hour, 9 hour trip. And all the way there, Keith says, Bill, something's not sitting right in here. I'm like, no. I want that house. It's perfect. I want that house. It's perfect. It's in the right part of town. And on the way back, he says, what do you think? I said, you're right. You're right. According to appearances, it seemed like there was absolutely no reason why we shouldn't get that house. We had the money to buy it. All would have been well. It was at a better location for us. It just seemed like everything was right. Do you know it wasn't 6 months till I quit the job that I had had for 12 years making all this money? But God knew that. He knew that we were going to be separating the things that happened 6 months. We were going to be on the road. We were going to be doing traveling more with the Hagans. Everything was going to change for us. Our salaries were going to change. We were going to be doing lots of stuff for free. How do you make a house payment when you're doing stuff for free? It's quite different, isn't it? But God didn't say get that house. But when your flesh is screaming so loud, you can't separate faith from being led by the Spirit. It doesn't matter how bad you want it. It doesn't matter how bad your flesh is screaming. If something on the inside of you, if you don't get that go ahead, if the Spirit doesn't say, it's okay, go ahead, then you know what? That's when people blame it on the economy. They blame it on the devil. They blame it on their boss not giving them a raise. They blame it on lots of things. But what they should blame it on is, I missed it. I got to have it now-itis. That's what it is. And we, if we'll be led, will not get ourselves in messes like that. Because the Lord knows these things. Okay, let's keep going. Acts 27:9 in the King James. Now when much time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them and said unto them, sirs, I perceive. Say that with me. Sirs, I perceive. Now what's Paul doing? He's checking in his heart. And the Holy Spirit is warning him and telling him, something's coming up. He's checking on the inside. Say, checking on the inside.
Checking on the inside.
Checking up. He said, I perceive that this voyage will be with much hurt and much damage. not only to the lading of the ship, but also to our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than the things that were spoken of Paul. Do you know how many times in marriages this kind of thing's happened? We had some friends, and we may have told you about it. That tsunami that was in, where was it at?
Sri Lanka.
Yeah, that tsunami. Some of our best friends, they live overseas. Right now they're living in Australia, but they were living someplace else at the time. Well, they were going there for vacation. They were packed, ready to go, catch their flight and stuff. Well, the husband woke up that morning, and he said, you know what? I just got something in here that we shouldn't go. It just seems like we shouldn't go. And boy, the wife and the kids really didn't care for it too much. It was their vacation. They had had it planned. Everything was set. They're not going now. Guess what happened to them? Guess what happened to them? Nothing. That's what happened to them. Nothing happened to them. But guess what happened to all the other people that went there? I remember one time, it was Easter weekend, and Keith and I were supposed to be going out of town. We were all packed up. It was Friday afternoon. We were driving back to Mississippi, which was our home from Tulsa. And we were all going to go back in for that weekend and everything. And Keith came in. He said, you know what? We need to pray. He said, we prayed. He said, something's not right. Sure enough, you know what happened? Nothing. Nothing. We're still here to tell you about it. But something actually did happen in that town. It was the weirdest thing. There was a flood in the town to where the hills there that were like 30 foot tall, doctor's offices there, flooded. Our office flooded. Everybody's office flooded that weekend. It was the weirdest thing. It was the Easter flood of Tulsa. Anybody remember that? Some people remember it. It was the Easter flood of Tulsa. It was weird. Anyway, but that did happen. There's been a lot of things Keith's told you about. When you perceive something in your heart, what are you supposed to do about it?
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.